airwaves via the toll-free number, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come, we'll tell you more about a baby that was taken away from a mom in the hospital, as I understand it. That's about all I understand, because we didn't get very far into that story last hour. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything at 855-453. That is, again, toll-free here. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
We'll go right back into your phone calls. Creighton is on the line listening in Louisville. Creighton, you're on for, you are here in a moment. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about the Hunger Games movie, since I was the one who called you in last week, enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
How did your daughter like it?
How did you like it?
Well, I thought it was a wonderful action film.
Yes.
But it didn't really reflect the book well.
Oh, really?
They had to cut out too much of the character development plot line to make
it happens.
You know, it's still 2.5 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a good movie as an action film, but again, it, like you said, it didn't really convey the philosophical underpinnings of the series at
what,
all.
What would you feel like were some real glaring, I guess, parts they meant left out?
Well, they completely left out the part about they showed the main character hunting to feed her family. What they didn't show is her engaging in an entire black market that existed in her district.
Oh.
And they didn't show anything about the Capitol troops burning that place to the ground. You know, these kind of events did not even get alluded to in the movie.
No, wait, they burned what place to the ground?
Well, the market. They had a black market and an old coal warehouse.
Gotcha. Well, now, was that happening? Was this happening in the past, or was it happening concurrent with her being in the games? Like, what part of the book does that happen?
Well, the market, the part where she's involved in the marketplace occurs before she is even the selection.
Mm-hmm.
Part where she even gets involved in the picking.
And so, then, do they burn it down? At what point do they burn it down? And what's the motivation for that?
Actually, they wouldn't have burned it down in the movie yet, because that actually occurs in the next book.
Oh, I see. Well, is there a possibility that maybe they will include that? I mean, is that like a significant event in the next book? Like, you can't see them making the movie without including that? Or do you think they can just overlook it?
I don't know.
Hmm.
There were so many things that did not make it in the movie that I thought were pivotal plotline points that I don't.
Well, I'm glad to know
this
that
is relatively common when it comes to books to movies. The book is a really long narrative, and the movie has to fit into whatever time frame it has to fit into.
How many pages is this book? Like 1,000 pages, or what is it?
I'm not sure. It's a full size novel.
Okay, well, full size novel can be 200 pages,
300 pages,
can be 700 pages.
But one thing that can be one way you can handle this is Audible will, you know, you can get the whole book on, if you don't want to read a book, you can listen to it at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You can go get Hunger Games for free, and you know, listen to it. Augment the movie with the book.
So that deal is still available, Mark.
audiblepodcast.com/FTL, sure.
That's good to know. Now, Creighton, so what would you give the movie as far as, five stars, or what do you get? What do you give it?
Well, I'd probably give it 3.5 or 4. It's not the best movie I've ever seen.
Yeah. That's kind of how I felt.
I did expect that they would have to cut out some. But,
right.
And they made a good action film out of it. I mean, I'll give them credit. They did make a decent film if taken alone, but it just didn't convey the same philosophical conundrums that the main character faces.
I have to say that my initial reaction was like, well, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but I was interested in the film. I thought it was good. Like you said, I'd probably give it 4 out of 5 because it kept my interest. I thought it was well made. I mean, the acting was good, and it was well shot. I mean, it was a good movie. The characters were interesting. You kind of cared about them, and the plot is unique, certainly, and there's certainly more to come. One of the disappointments I had was that at the end, there really wasn't much of a hint at at what was to come. Like, the movie just kind of closes after the games are done, and there's some sort of subtle suggestion that something further is going to happen, but it's not like a cliffhanger. It's nothing that really leaves you looking forward to the next, if there is going to be another movie, and I presume there will be, considering the huge box office returns.
Yeah, there's going to be another movie.
And the crowd loved it, by the way. They applauded at the end of the film, so clearly, you know, people are very much into this particular series. And I think that's pretty cool. If there's all this, you know, these Liberty themes that are involved here, then certainly this movie is going to sell more books, and people are going to read those books. They're going to read about the black market. They're going to read about the things that you're saying were missing from this particular film. And who knows?
This is maybe, why I like Liberty and Entertainment.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe those scenes hit the cutting room floor, and maybe they were actually filmed, and you'll see them in a three-hour-long director's cut on DVD and Blu-ray.
Maybe.
Crichton, any other thoughts you want to share?
Not tonight.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. According to one of our producers here, Syphase, he says the next two books do have more Liberty-type themes, but there's also a theme throughout the series of bread and circuses, the Hunger Games being the ultimate circus. So
certainly has that sound to it, right?
Yeah, and I don't feel like we really spoiled anything in that particular discussion. Mark, you haven't seen the film yet.
I haven't
correct?
Seen it. I may see it on video or something like that. But
that's kind of how I felt about it after the fact.
It's going to take a big deal to get me to the theater.
Yeah.
Now, Avengers, I'm going to be there on opening weekend, and I'm bringing my 4-year-old.
That's,
you know,
nice. I'm glad that you can bring your 4-year-old now instead of me, Mark. See, you made me go to the last movie. What was it?
Captain America. Which this is another one
which
of those
was entertaining.
Situations
I liked
where.
It.
Where, you know, you have a fanboy going to see a movie. I felt like it was 4 stars. It didn't, to me, it didn't
Captain America.
Touch on everything that is the character Captain
right.
America. Because
how could they in 2 hours?
Right. You know, I mean, they didn't touch on, you know, this guy and, you know, they touched on what it was like to be transported into a new world and that kind of thing. But I feel like in Avengers, they'll flesh it out a little bit more. At the same time, you know, this is a guy that, although he loves America, he has high ideals, and oftentimes the government does not live up to those ideals, and he will sometimes, you know, get rid of the cowl of Captain America and go off on his own and do other things. And, you know, you could do that all in one movie.
So there's another quote here, and I'm not sure if it's from the film. He says, "I want to show they don't own me. If I'm going to die, I want to still be me." That's kind of a Liberty-sounding theme, I suppose, or quote. But really nothing like over, really nothing obvious.
I don't think it
present.
Should be, frankly. I mean, I've over and over again, I like the really subtle underlying ones, especially in the first of a series. You want to hook them.
Yeah.
And then draw them in. You don't want to give them some kind of huge speech on, you know, fiat currencies and how they undermine, you know, people's buying power and allow governments to you know, perpetuate ongoing war.
You don't
war.
Want to beat somebody over the head. I mean, that's what they try. I think that's what they do in that. I haven't seen the film, and I'm not interested because it looks boring. The Atlas Shrugged movie, I've heard it's really dull.
I don't know.
But, you know, that's a book where there's a lot of speechifying going on, as I understand it. And, yeah, I can see that that would not be interesting to people. That's not what I'm suggesting at all, Mark. I think that in a movie like Pleasantville, they address some real serious issues in that film, and they do it in a way that's very entertaining. So there are ways to get useful messages and themes into films. I mean, The Matrix, that was a huge mind-bender of a film.
But that was such a mind-bender of a film. Who knows what it meant? I mean, because people
everybody has their own
evangelical Christians to libertarians to feminists. People use Matrix to describe everything as an analogy.
That's a good film because it's, you know, it's a piece of art. It stands on its own. The filmmakers had their intentions, whatever they are.
Whatever they were.
And then the viewer gets to extrapolate or place their own particular viewpoint or look for it or whatever. Whatever each individual sees is going to be a different story.
But I love the idea that people can take, you know, there's this real world and then there's this underlying thing that's going on that's really what's important and what's happening, and everybody can use it.
You're talking about The Matrix?
Yeah, The Matrix. It's an incredible analogy for so many belief systems.
Right. And, you know, they did that in one film. You know, I think that they addressed some really important themes in that film. And I didn't see that in The Hunger Games. As Crichton said, it was a good action film. For sure. And the characters, you know, I cared about them. So I think it was overall a success, but it was no Pleasantville, and it was no The Matrix. 855-453.
Pleasantville didn't do that much for
me. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, you like your action flicks, Mark. Or come up, free talk live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want via our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Welcome to share your thoughts on The Hunger Games, the number one movie in the country and probably the whole world at this point.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's huge. It's a huge opening.
It really is. And
but I
think
saw those numbers
great.
Of 200-something million
worldwide.
Dollars.
Worldwide. Over 150 in the U.S.
It's just incredible.
So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. You're certainly welcome to share your thoughts on that or bring up absolutely anything that you want. And I am looking forward to the remaining Hunger Games films. I just don't know. I'll have to make a decision on the trailer as to whether or not I want to see them in the theaters, because that was one of the things I said to myself afterwards. Well, I could have waited for the DVD Blu-ray on this one.
Bitcoin's the world's first potentially anonymous digital currency. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service that you've got to abide by. They're completely open source. They can you can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. And everybody should go see this video. Weusecoins.org. Bitcoins are likely to change the internet and likely to change the world, and you need to know about them. You want to know about them ahead of time. Weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you have Bitcoin. You can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash in any major bank. They've just done a whole overhaul on their website, BitInstant.com. Go check it out. Buy your Bitcoins with cash, BitInstant.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, once again, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to continue a story here that you started in the last hour, Mark, to bring our listeners up to speed. It was a lady who was giving birth, and she ended up giving birth in the ambulance, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Is that right? And it was pretty much right in the hospital parking lot, I guess, at that point, that the hospital folks took the baby from her. They took her, they checked her in, and she was getting shot up with something, and she asked them, whoa, what is that? And they said, oh, you need it. It's going to help you.
Yeah.
And they went ahead and shot her up with it. Kind of got us off into a side discussion on hospitals and how unresponsive they are to consumer demands and asking questions and getting good answers in some cases because of lack of incentive. We never got to finish the story here, so what's the rest?
Eventually, a physician told Jody, that's the mother, her baby scored a 9 on a physical exam applied to newborns known as the APGAR, or the APGAR, I guess, test, where a score of 8 or higher is considered healthy. But then another doctor said the baby was very sick and would need to stay in the hospital. Continuing the back and forth, another hospital staffer then said the baby was doing good, but was followed several hours later by a worker who told the couple their baby must stay in the hospital for 48 to 72 hours. The law requires us to keep the baby for 48 hours, they were told, according to the, this is a homeschooling legal defense organization here, which is helping them out. And there is no law, no such law in Pennsylvania. And I love, often you'll get this when dealing with people, you know, telling you how you have to conduct business with them. The law says, you know, it's against the law, whatever.
I wash my hands of it. We can't affect it.
Right. And whether that's true or not, I mean, you know, what is the government getting into your business for and, you know, transactions? And B, you know, because they have these laws, people can just say anything. Nobody knows what the laws are. How in the world could you know whether or not, when somebody says it's illegal, how could you possibly know what they're saying is true?
Right.
How would they know? Because they don't,
they're not lawyers.
They can't read it. And frankly, when you get three lawyers in a room to read one law, you're liable to get three different opinions on what it says. And so that's why these laws have to be vetted by the courts and all these other things to decide what it means. And usually it means they're far more overreaching than they were intended to be in the first place. So, you know, one of the drawbacks of just people just abdicating responsibility to governments. Ultimately, the hospital risk management staff member admitted that the risk that was being managed was not the health of the child, but the risk that the hospital might get sued if something went wrong after the baby was released.
Mm-hmm.
Then, according to the homeschool legal defense organization, a government social worker named Angelica Lopez Hirgi came into Jody's room announcing that she was there to conduct an investigation.
Uh-oh.
Jody asked to know the allegations. The social worker claimed that it would be against the law for her to show Jody the allegations.
Hmm.
Sorry, you cannot know what the secret allegations are against you.
And if I don't answer your questions?
Jody replied that she would not be comfortable answering the questions if she couldn't know the allegations. Immediately, the social worker proclaimed, since you're not going to cooperate, I'll just go and call the police and we can take the custody of the baby.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Mix-ups. The mix-ups just wouldn't quit. When Jody said she was cooperating, the social worker implied the issue was Jody's refusal to consent to a vitamin K shot for the baby. Jody replied that no one had asked her about such a shot. Moreover, she had overheard hospital staffers saying that they had already given Annie such a shot. Annie's not really the name of the baby. That's just a name they've given for the story.
Gotcha.
And then when Scott left the hospital to tend to their older children, hospital officials demanded permission to give Annie a hepatitis B shot. chances are pretty good she doesn't have it. Hmm. Jody said that she would agree only if they tested her or Annie to see if either of them were positive. If so, then she was quite willing to have the shot for Annie. The hospital claimed that they had forgotten about this earlier when it was still possible to do the test that day, and that they needed to give the shot anyway without any testing. A lot of people don't like the idea of giving vaccinations to their children, this regime of vaccinations that go on, without sort of need.
Regiment?
Yes. Regiment? Okay. Maybe I used the wrong word. Whatever.
Okay.
People don't like it. Hepatitis C? How's this baby going to get it? Oh, if the mom doesn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a vaccination, just another thing to give. And by the way, you know, a lot of times they want to give you booster vaccinations later in life. So why give it to a newborn anyway? Doesn't make any sense. So
I can understand why people are uncomfortable with that.
And I can understand why hospitals want to vaccinate everybody because, you know, they think it's the best way to prevent the spread of these diseases and that kind of thing. And, you know, my concern isn't for the human race. My concern is for my child individually. And I don't know, and no one can know, what all the effects of these vaccines are. And what I do know is that the companies that make these vaccines aren't responsible. You cannot sue them, so therefore they're not responsible for their actions. I don't like that perverse incentive. So, you know, that's how I feel about that.
So this social worker comes in. She's basically saying, yeah, you better answer my questions. We're going to take your baby. And then what?
Yeah. Jody asked if she could wait until her husband returned in order to make this decision regarding the hepatitis B shot. Mm-hmm. C shot? I'm not sure which one it is. Hepatitis B, excuse me. Put yourself in Jody's shoes for a moment here from the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, I believe is what it's called. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I'm sorry. If you gave birth that morning in an ambulance, the hospital has made wild and conflicting claims about your baby's health all day long. You're exhausted. You're in pain. Your husband has gone to check on your children. And a social worker has threatened to take your baby into police custody, is standing in your hospital room demanding that you make an immediate decision. Then he reported the story turns ugly.
Oh, boy.
Social worker.
Wasn't ugly enough?
Yeah, left the room, called the police. Without a court order, they took custody of Annie, immediately claiming that she was suffering from illness or injury, a patently false claim. The social worker consented to the administration of the hepatitis B shot, even though no blood test had been done. The police made Jody Ferris get up out of her hospital bed. She had just given birth, escorted her to the entrance. She was expelled from the hospital.
Wow.
And she had not signed, apparently, the safety plan. She was escorted off the grounds, and she had been told that she could return every 3 hours to nurse the baby, so the couple was forced to spend the night in the car, the parking lot of a nearby Walmart.
More coming up here at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide
worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live, the program where you're allowed to call in and talk about anything. 855-453. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733 is the toll-free number to get you through here. And you can, again, take control of the airwaves. You can also join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. We've got the mobile site. Those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com and get quick access to our live streams and the podcast right there at m.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it. SACL CAI is backed by Jason Osborne, big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live, has been for a very long time. And when you give your business to SACL CAI, you can trust that your clients will be handled in an efficient, respectful manner. You can go see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI. I've been to their offices, and they really do have state-of-the-art equipment, and they handle business like you would want it. SACL CAI.
All right, so we're going to get right back into your phone calls here in a moment, but just the remainder of the story here of a woman who gave birth to her, was it son?
The daughter.
Her daughter. And in the hospital parking lot, in an ambulance, they take her into the hospital, they take the baby away, as they do with all parents, but they start coming back with weird, conflicting statements about the health of the baby, and then eventually a social worker comes in and starts an investigation. Because the mom allegedly won't take some sort of a vitamin K shot or something like that, the mom was clueless about this, she doesn't recall, she said that she thought they already gave her the shot, etc., so there's clearly some miscommunication, some confusion going on, and mom doesn't really like the idea she's being investigated, but the woman threatens to take her child away if she doesn't cooperate.
Right.
So she begins to cooperate, and then they take the kid away anyway.
That's right. The social worker called the police. They took the kid away.
She wouldn't take a vaccine or something like that.
It's not that she wouldn't take a vaccine. She asked some questions. She wanted to wait. Yeah, she wanted to wait like 18 hours until they could do a test to see whether or not they needed the vaccine for hepatitis B.
Got it. And that wasn't good enough for this bureaucrat.
No. And then she asked, can I wait until I can talk to my husband?
She calls the cops in. They take the baby. Then they evict her from the hospital. But
they kick out a woman who just gave birth. And,
right.
You know, having done this, I don't, you know, for folks that don't know what it's like, I didn't give birth. I had a wife who gave birth. And, you know, talk about, I'm talking about a resilient and healthy woman that my wife was. She was beat up.
So it sounds like a real brutal process. And so they kick her out into the parking lot, but they tell her you have to come back every three hours to nurse the baby?
Well, that she didn't
have to.
So they
had to sit out. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought there was an obligation on her part.
I don't think it's an obligation to nurse. She probably could have let the hospital give the baby Similac or something like that.
Okay. The way it read, it sounded like
this is important to her. I mean, she had a midwife, and there was a situation going on. She ended up at the hospital.
So she's in the parking lot with her husband all night long.
No, not the parking lot of the hospital. She has to go by to a nearby Walmart. She's not allowed in the parking lot.
Unless she's coming back to feed the baby.
Right, she's just allowed for that purpose.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
What else do we need to know?
So they kick the mother out of the hospital in order to be close enough to feed her child. She had to sleep in the car. A hearing the next morning returned the baby to her parents immediately. So this shows that even, you know, the government felt like the government bureaucrats were way out of control here. And I what I think is important for people to understand is this isn't a rogue Health and Human Services employee.
Mm-hmm.
These cops were called, and they have discretion in this situation as to whether or not this woman has acted legally.
True, they could have said, "Wait a minute, lady, you're out of line. We're not going to do this."
Right. I mean, you know, she could say, "Well, what's the immediate, what's the child suffering from illness or injury? Tell us about this." They could have asked questions. These cops had that ability, but they used the force of the state to get in and get out. What's the fastest way to take care of this problem? I really don't care what happens to my customers. Whatever, let's get this done. And I don't know what's going through their mind, but this is what I'm imagining. And they sided with this woman. The court immediately returned custody. So this
shows these
cops made the wrong decision. There's supposed to be checks and balances, but there's nothing like checks and balances.
They won't be held accountable for it.
Right.
You don't even know who they are.
I mean, you know, how much pay did these people get docked? How much pay did the cops get docked? How much did the HRS employee get docked?
They're right on this. They're right back on the job.
Who got fired over this?
No one. She just, thank goodness her child is back. It could be a lot worse.
It would be important to me for my child not to have gotten those vaccines and those shots.
Mm-hmm.
My child didn't get any of those things.
And that's because you didn't go to a hospital.
It's true.
If it's really that important.
I almost did, Ian.
Really?
Absolutely. Why? There were some minor complications, and an ambulance was called, and, fortunately, Jack was born before the ambulance showed up.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, that showed just how quickly it was taken care of. But, you know, this could have happened to anybody. She intended to give birth outside of a hospital.
She had this
all planned.
Okay.
Yes. And so
there were complications with her, too, is what you're saying? Is why she went to the hospital?
Well, at the very least, it was early, and the midwife said to go to the hospital. So I don't know whether the midwife didn't feel comfortable, if she was out of town in Bimini. I got no idea as to why that is the case. And, you know, I didn't give you that kind of backstory. But, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you decided to go to the hospital and give birth in the hospital because you didn't know about these other options or whatever. And you didn't want your child to get a hepatitis B shot without being tested for hepatitis B, or you didn't want him to get a vitamin K shot, or whatever. When I went to the hospital, I saw this big sign on the wall that said, in New Hampshire, you must do this, 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 and this when you give birth. And I'm like, whoa, I don't know what this is. And I asked the hospital about it, and they're like, oh, no, it's optional. Must doesn't sound optional to me. But that's what they
said. It's the legal definition.
Yeah, whatever. Do what they want.
I'm glad she got her baby back because it could have been a lot worse. Right?
It could have been worse, certainly, but this is horrifying in itself.
Right, we're right. It's an indicator of how bad things can be and how frightening this must be. I mean, can you imagine? You think this is going to be one of the most joyous days of your life? I mean, as difficult as it might be, it's ultimately supposed to be pretty exciting for folks, and then they have the baby stolen by some officious bureaucrat?
Yeah.
That's really outrageous.
Well, it's outrageous that there's nothing done either.
Of course not.
Nothing.
well, what are you going to do? Stop paying taxes? Then they're going to steal your home from you.
Talking about the government immediately returns the baby to the parents.
You mean the government doing nothing to itself.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the government should immediately, everybody who is involved with this should be fired for what they're doing. I mean, they've stepped way out of line, and they should not have done it. This could have caused terrible things for this family. Everyone, the cops that came and this bureaucrat should be fired. And that's the end of the story, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but they don't have the incentives to do that, because they're going to get the money from you, whether or not they do what you want.
Their unions would get them reinstated, even if you did fire them.
Let's talk to Josh, listening in Madison. Josh, are you really listening on the radio tonight?
Yeah. I actually, for the last few minutes here, been listening on the phone. But
oh, I didn't know that we were on. That's interesting. You're listening to the mic 92.1 in Madison?
That's right. Yep, my favorite station.
Cool. I didn't know we were on during the week. That's pretty exciting. I wonder what's going on over there. That's good news. Anyway, go ahead.
Yep, every night on my way home from work. You know, I do have a quick FDR quote for you regarding that whole situation, and one of my favorite ones. He says, "There are as many opinions. There are as many experts as there are opinions."
Yeah.
So it just goes to show, you put some power in the hands of an everyday human being like us, and things get messed up like that.
Well, right. Humans make mistakes, even ones with fancy degrees.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I wanted to speak on the Trayvon Martin case, not about the racial issue, even though we do know that it is obviously found in racism. But one of the things I wanted to bring up that I don't feel has been talked about enough is the fact that the NRA, along with Alec, and I'm not sure which one of them actually crafted the law and which one sponsored it, but those two together, I know, were huge proponents of that law.
I know who the NRA is. What was the other organization?
I believe it's Alec, American, it's like ALEC. It's a group that writes laws for politicians that don't know what the hell they're doing and just want to have a Republican agenda.
Well, thank goodness we got that.
Well, okay, so tell me more. Are you talking about the law, the Stand Your Ground law? Is that what you're referring to?
I feel that people maybe, you know, of course it's horrible that racism was involved, but they need to also focus on the fact that we've got a law on the books that makes it legal to murder somebody.
I would like to talk more about this here in a moment. If you can stick with us, I'd like to bring you back, Josh. More with Josh here, hopefully. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Some more news has come out about the Trayvon Martin case, and we can give you some updates on that as well. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Features await you for free. You can enjoy the site across the board, cost you nothing. But it does cost us money to run the site. So if you'd like to send a few bucks our way, you can do that. You can shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. And when you start your shopping experience through the links that you'll see there, the different Amazon links for different countries, click into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. You can order The Hunger Games, for instance, or whatever other books or movies or groceries. They carry all kinds of stuff over at Amazon. Just start your shopping experience through our links at shop.freetalklive.com. And when you do that, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Josh, listening in Madison, allegedly to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. And I have to say, Josh, I'm shocked to hear this. Is it possible you're making a mistake? Like, you're saying we're on every single night of the week there? I thought we were only on Saturday nights in Madison. I thought they were carrying Tom Hartman during the weekend nights.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I forgot. I do usually listen to it on Saturday nights on the way home, but it was on there tonight. I swear to God.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, maybe somebody pulled the wrong switch at the station.
Free Talk Live's flexible, and we certainly are welcome anybody to carry us when they
want. Right. Sometimes the station will have somebody not show up to work, or their regular guy will take a night off, and they'll plug Free Talk Live in without letting us know, and then we all of a sudden get random calls from there, and it's wonderful.
Fine.
So glad that you're out there. Now, we were talking about the Trayvon Martin situation down in Sanford, Florida. We discussed this quite a bit on Saturday night, and one of the things that you were expressing concern over, you mentioned racism, and
I was just going to say, I think everybody is kind of deciding that they feel there's a racist undertone to the shooter.
What do you have to say to the allegations that, and I don't know, I don't know Trayvon and I don't know the shooter, but what do you have to say to the allegations that he was allegedly, wasn't he involved in, Big Brothers, Big Sisters or something, somehow, mentoring to black youth or something like that? Didn't I hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that too?
All kinds of stories.
You know, that is possible. I haven't heard that just yet. The main point of my call was to kind of get away from talking about the racism aspect of the ordeal and more about the Stand Your Ground law and why that was put into place and who put it in place. And I wanted to get your personal opinion on, does that law, you feel it protects the freedom of the gun owner in a situation like this, or do you feel that it makes it, well, basically, I don't know how to explain this question, but the way I feel about it is that the NRA and ALEC and other conservative groups that were working on this law to put it together wanted to make it so that less murders were tied together with gun crimes. And I feel that any time an unarmed person is shot, that is a gun crime, whether it be considered murder or not. That is using overwhelming force that was not needed in that situation.
Well, there's a situation in Chicago right now where a burglar was breaking into an old man's house. And, you know, so if a burglar is unarmed, now try to imagine, and you sound like a young man, and, you know, I'm moving from that young man to that old man area in my life. And I can tell you that there's a difference between being 25 or, you know, 18 and being 70, and it's that, you know, you are totally outclassed. That person is armed in your world because they
mean
just
if they're unarmed.
If right, the unarmed 18-year-old versus the armed 70-year-old is, you know, I mean, the 18-year-old is armed. He's armed with a much better body. And this old man apparently shot a burglar. I don't have the facts sitting right here.
He was 80, I thought. I thought he was 80.
Fine, I'm just coming up with a number. Yeah. 80-year-old guy shoots, I think, an unarmed burglar coming into his house, and then they both get charged. The old man for, you know, illegal discharge of a firearm. And
because he's in Chicago,
felony.
Right?
In Chicago, and the young guy for, you know, breaking into the house and committing burglary. And I think that each one of these instances has their own, you know, that everything matters, right? Like, I don't think that if somebody's, you know, taking your television set and they're running down your driveway, that popping a cap in the back of their head is the most appropriate way to handle that situation. I feel like you've done something wrong. I wouldn't do that. To me, it's a lot better to just call my insurance company and get a new TV set than it is to just kill a man. But you never know. I mean, somebody could say to themselves, well, this guy is, you know, maybe burglary today, armed burglary tomorrow, home invasions the next day, and who knows what this person's about and whom you may have saved from a clear, you know, criminal by...
Well, I mean, that's a crazy rationale.
I agree with you. I'm just saying that, you know, different people look at these situations differently. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't like the idea of just carrying around a gun for my protection. But who knows? Maybe someday I will think it's a good idea. If I've received death threats because, you know, I'm on the radio or something like that, you never know what a person's individual situation is. And with this Trayvon case, we find out more and more news every day. What seemed like an open and shut case of bigotry and racism early on has turned into a much murkier situation.
Well, I don't know.
Like,
about
reminds
the
me of the Duke LaCrosse case.
I don't know about the racist claims, and like Josh said, we're not here to he's not here to necessarily talk about that. But there is an update on the case from RollingOut.com, where it turns out this George Zimmerman. Guess what? He's the son of a judge.
Hmm.
Robert Zimmerman, a former Orange County magistrate judge, wrote a letter to the Orlando Sentinel defending his son, and in the letter he asked people not to jump to conclusions, insists his son didn't follow the boy home, but of course he wasn't there, so what the hell does he know? The media says here that according to records search on George, he was previously arrested for domestic violence, resisting an officer without violence, and resisting an officer with violence, which is a felony charge. Turns out that those charges were dropped. Two of them were dropped because he agreed to plead guilty to one of them, and according to the story, he completed a pretrial diversion program. So in this case, you may have a man with a history of leaning towards violence as a solution to his problem.
Apparently, Trayvon, according to some of his Twitter feeds, might have just swung on his bus driver, too. So you may have two men with a history of violence.
Hmm. And when you have a law in place that doesn't require either of these men to back down in a confrontation like that, maybe that's part of the reason why we had the full outcome in the first place.
Do you think that if you let me start from basic principles here. Do you think a person should be able to possess a tool to defend themselves?
Definitely, and I'm 100% gun rights.
Okay,
he had every right to have that gun on him. I just think that there should be.
When do you pull it?
I was just going to say, I think there should be something in place where he is required to announce the fact that he has a gun, to announce the fact that he's going to use it, and to...
If you're in the middle of the fight, how can you...
...in place to decide whether or not that person that he shot was rightfully shot.
Well, if you're in the middle of a fight, how can you announce anything? Right. I mean...
It's looking like Trayvon, one of the possible scenarios of what happened, and none of us know, is that Trayvon was on top of this guy, punching him in the face and smashing his head against the sidewalk.
But it also looks like Trayvon was afraid of this guy who was following him.
I'm only talking about should you, at that point, be announcing that you have a gun on you while you're getting your head smashed into the pavement. How many more smashings of your head into the pavement do you need to deal with? Which one, I mean, which one of these is going to rattle your brain and leave you a vegetable or kill you? I think that each one of these instances needs to be looked at individually is kind of how I feel on
right
this.
And besides that, I mean, who really knows? I couldn't tell you that at age 17 I would have known anything about the Stand Your Ground law.
Yeah, sure.
It's not like Trayvon was aware necessarily of what the law
right. The
says.
Law should encapsulate what's right, not give people a set of strictures on how to operate in a particular instance.
I don't know if we've sufficiently really
As far as I'm concerned, if you have been legitimately threatened with your life has been threatened, I don't think there's a problem with using a gun to defend yourself.
I don't either, but I think the problem comes into play where we can't get the truth, right?
So what we're going on is
what the living person says, then it becomes a really murky issue. If there are a bunch of witnesses around and video cameras around, then maybe it's easier to make a determination as to what the actual truth
is. How many instances with guns would have been solved with rubber bullets instead of lead ones? I just wonder about this.
What
I mean, is it 9 out of 10 times that you have to pull a gun and use it on somebody that rubber bullets would have been sufficient to handle the situation, whereas lead bullets weren't necessarily what was needed?
I see where you're coming from.
I just kind of wonder.
Where it wouldn't necessarily be lethal, but enough to stop an attack?
Yeah.
Give somebody a bruise?
Just don't like the finality of a lethal weapon.
I'm with you there. It makes me uncomfortable, too. Josh, thanks for bringing that up tonight, and glad to hear that we're on in Madison tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Thanks. We're on the way. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. Plenty of time for your thoughts. Coming up here in hour number 3, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.